I'm chatting to Richard Norris from Business in the Community, and we've just been talking about the companies that are involved in the work inspiration commitment. And I brought up the kind of the contrast between the huge brands and the SMEs.
Yeah, it's quite interesting because actually what I found in my analysis is that the 404 companies signed up, I've worked out the number of employees in the businesses, the pledges they've made, and I've actually worked out as a percentage what the commitment as a percentage of the business is. So if you take a company like Capgemini, they've pledged 500 places and looking to 620, possibly 1,000. That's a staggering percentage of their workforce. That's actually, that's like 30, 40% of their business. Wow. And we've got the same from other businesses. Eversheds are here, 7%. And if you actually added up all of the companies that have pledged formally, and the number of employees, the actual average is 6.6%.
Yeah.
So based on that, I've estimated a meagre 0.5% for all the other businesses. And it's staggering to see the companies that have actually pledged more. How they do it is incredible.
I guess there's a mobility to running a small business, that you've got less levels of hierarchy and bureaucracy that the decision to take on work experience needs to get through.
Yes, there is, and obviously there is that question. I go to a lot of businesses, smaller businesses, two-man band, four-man band, and there's, you know, you talk about work inspiration, and they get scared straight away, and that's because people have a stereotyped view of work experience.
Yeah.
But I try to persuade them, you know, forget about work experience. Think about it differently. Think about it from the point of view, a clean slate.
Yeah.
And think about the insights. Look at the basic insights themselves. Are so simple to understand for everybody, so simple to apply.
Yeah.
And that's the problem. That's the barrier. The barrier is the name. And so we do need to embrace the work inspiration as a name going forward, as we said earlier in the presentations. And I think that is the key to scaling this nationally.
Definitely. I think we see so often that the terminology we use for these things can either be an open door or an obstruction. And work experience, I mean, the conversation that we've been having on Twitter this morning, a lot of really sort of comedy experiences in the 70s and 80s of people, you know, being stuck in shops, just making coffee and learning
the post and making the coffee,
And there genuinely seems to be a sea change in the experience of young people. Talking to the people from the Edge Learner Forum this morning, that they're looking for meaningful work experience, meaningful work, inspiration to get out and work. They want to work. That Stephen Howard is talking about, the need for people to understand that work is a good thing to do.
Yeah. One of the things I've seen today, I wasn't involved in work inspiration from day one. I wish I had been. But I obviously am aware of the feedback, the output, the comments. The conversation's transformationally changed today. The conversation's not about the barriers and the worries and the young people being actually quite upset about their experiences. Today is about how fantastic their experience is, how it's transformed their life, how they've decided on careers. And it's just magical to see these young people talking in that way, and I look to see that in the coming years.
So today we're celebrating 75,000 new work experience places.
70 or 75, yes.
There's been a couple of people kind of hoping for 300,000 in the next year.
Yeah.
I mean, those are brilliant figures. That's a substantial part of the work experience, you know, world. And to have all of those branded as work inspiration places with that different mindset, with that more positive thought, that's got to be a good thing for the country.
It absolutely needs to be institutionalized into every business. Work inspiration needs to be the new name for work experience. I'm trying to work with Business Link to set up their businesses, and it's straight away, have you considered work experience? Change that, make it work inspiration.
Brilliant.
Provide the insights, which are simple and free. Provide the guidance, the zero touch implications, the application of it, and then it should be successful further. I mean, we're coming up to 100,000 work experience places. Yes, it's good. There is apparently 500,000 work experience places in the country. I mean, that's an estimate. I think we need to be 100%, all of them, basically.
That's really exciting. Thanks, Richard.
Okay.